All right, welcome to the 34th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. Once again, if you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but it should be a fun one. If you are our friends and family, we do have a fun one lined up. We have a good group on, and we think it'll be a lot of fun. But, Charlie, what did you do this week?
Grant. Glad you asked, Grant. So last week, I had the sad tale of putting away my golf clubs.
Tears.
This season. This week, took out the air conditioner. Took it out like a month or two ago.
Okay.
We had one more weekend, so I had to put it back up.
Oh.
Air conditioner's now in the hall or in the closet.
Okay. All right.
So.
Rest in peace.
It's just.
Rest in peace, Summer.
Yeah, I know. Not our friend. She's doing well.
Yeah, Joe. She's doing fine. It's not our friend, Summer. Rest in peace, this season, Summer.
Yeah. So that was kind of the next tick checkbox. It's really over.
It's over today. It was kind of cold outside, like, I'll be honest.
Got it for snow. Got it for real snow.
Yeah. And they didn't shovel when that snowed here. And then I, like, slipped everywhere. I thought someone was going to die. Then it got icy. It froze back over.
It was all just frozen.
And then it melted. So it's all gone now.
I know. I had, like, 3 or 4 plows. I'm like, dang, they really brought out the full force when I was driving home from work that day.
Yeah. I was driving out to the suburbs that day, and there were plows all over the place. It was wild.
I was sitting at, like, right before leaving work. I was sitting, like, okay, I knew it was going to snow. Like, I heard rumblings that it was going to snow. No one said it was going to snow, like, all day. Like,
true.
That part. I was, like, really caught off guard by how much snow we got.
True.
I'm not wearing the right the occasion.
In an effort to not talk about the weather the whole time,
I'll move on. I'll transition. Sorry.
When you said you brought out the air conditioner, I thought you meant you were putting it back in, and I was like, "Are you sure you're doing it right?"
Yeah, you don't just throw out your window. And just get
I was like, I don't. No, don't.
They're disposable.
It's gonna be. Oh, okay. I was just gonna let you go though, but.
Yeah, no, I'd take it out of the window. It's in the closet. But, Sunday, watching football.
Oh, yeah.
We were at the Chiefs bar, and I was kind of watching the Bears game. And I didn't realize until I got home, and then on Monday morning, I was hearing more about what actually happened during the Bears game. I didn't realize there was 1 yard of passing in the first half. Just one.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't realize that. I was like, they're just not playing well. I can see they didn't have any points, but, like, they gotta have some. Like, they have, like, 50 yards or something like that. No. 9 yards of total offense. Oh, it hurt. So, I was like, in a way, I was pretty thankful that I was more focused on the Chiefs-Vikings game.
Yeah, agreed. We definitely watched the best of Sunday football watching the Chiefs game, to be honest.
Pissed off otherwise.
Yeah, and I think that there's a cat somewhere in New York that plays better football than some people that play for unspoken teams. Just saying.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game either. Just saying. I saw the cat. I know what you're talking about.
50-yard run, one TD. That's better than me.
I never scored a touchdown
in the NFL. Cat did.
I've never been on an NFL field.
Yeah, me neither. Cat has. So this weekend, thanks for asking, Charlie, I didn't do a whole lot. I watched Good Will Hunting, probably my favorite movie of all time. My boy's Wicked Smart.
I forgot. It was Daylight Savings. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Extra hour of sleep. Got that. I used that extra hour of sleep to stay out until 3 a.m. like an idiot.
3 a.m. twice.
I guess kinda. So when I got home it was like 2:50. But that means that would have really been like 3:50 to me, right?
Yeah.
Which is just not a good idea. There was nothing smart about, and I haven't done that in maybe like 6 months, which seems like a long time, but
it's been at least 2 weeks.
No, I really haven't done that in a while, and then I did it and I remembered why I don't really enjoy it. You wake up at like 8:30 the next day. Well, I guess it would have been 9:30. And then I was like, wow, that was a fun one. And then I was like, no.
It really wasn't.
I mean, it was fun for a while. Don't get me wrong. It was fun until, like...
The peak... 1 o'clock is, like, the peak fun time.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock, and it's... You know, I... But you just can't convince yourself to leave at 1 o'clock for some reason.
Just don't want to leave the party, man.
For some reason, you can't convince yourself, like, wow, now's a really good time to get an Uber, because this is the peak, and otherwise I'm going to ride it back down to the valley where I started.
It is a good time to get an Uber, because you avoid the surge charges and everything, but you just...
I get it. I understand the idea behind doing it and why I should do it for many economic and personal reasons. Though...
Never happens.
Never happens. I can never... If it's out till 1 o'clock, I'm out till 2 o'clock.
Maybe your body is subconsciously telling you that you can't say for sure that it's best to leave then if you never do it. Because you don't know.
It's true. I just can't miss it. But... But yeah, that was my Saturday, and then we met up on Sunday. I actually did go visit my grandma, so woke up Sunday morning and had coffee with my grandma. So even staying out till 3 a.m., anyone who has an excuse, I don't want to hear it. We still got time. But then we watched football and went to work on Monday.
Went to work on Monday, then Tuesday, and now today is Wednesday. Worked from home today, though. That was a treat. That's always a treat.
Yeah.
You're watching Silicon Valley while doing work. It's like, cool.
Yeah, see, the thing about it is when I work from home, and Dave, if you're listening, I'm sure you probably know this. Dave's my boss.
I will say, technically, it was my lunch break. The laptop was closed. I was not supposed to be working. I wasn't working.
Yeah, same.
I wouldn't be able to watch that at the office. Like,
true.
My lunch break.
It's just bad. I can work for, like, the morning, but then in the afternoon... I just get really distracted, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just sit on my couch and put the laptop in my lap, and I'll work like that. And then you start doing that, and then you're like, well, I could probably turn the TV on and watch some Netflix in the background. And then the next thing you know, you're just moving your mouse, like, sporadically to stay green for the next, like, 2 hours until it's 4:30 and you can log off.
I set my Spotify up on my TV, so I just had some soft tunes. Would work a little bit. Did the dishes.
No hard tunes? No hard tunes that time?
No hard tunes. We save the hard tunes for free when I can log off.
Well, cool.
But one thing I do like about working from home is I can always start working so much earlier. Obviously, for obvious reasons, you don't have to commute, you don't have to get ready or anything. So I can start working early in the morning, which leaves up more for me on the back end. You just call me a nerd?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, that was our weekends.
Part of our weeks too, really.
Dude,
Do you have any enrollment? It's insurance enrollment time. I know insurance is really popping.
Oh yeah, insurance is cool, man. I have insurance. I got insured. Not a big deal.
Any funny insurance stories?
No, I pay mine.
That's not funny.
But
man, you pay for insurance, I'm a loser.
Struck me on the head this weekend, or this week, when the week started, yesterday, I think. College basketball started.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until last night. Last night was the first game.
I get ESPN notifications, and it was like, it's halftime with the Iowa State whatever game. And I was like, what? And I went on ESPN app, I was like, oh my god. And then they're like, oh, and Duke's playing Virginia Tech or whoever.
I was like, Kansas.
Wow, yeah, same shit. Duke won, so it doesn't matter.
Aren't you glad you don't have any debts hanging over your head for this basketball season?
I feel like a free man right now.
Just to weight off your shoulders.
There's no debts over my head right now. I've had a pretty good gambling career this season. Pretty good gambling season, I guess I should say. So, yeah, well, I guess we'll see how it turns out. I hope everyone's looking forward to March, because that's when, some bets are made.
Bets are made, bets are won, bets are lost.
All right. In the thought of it being insurance season, Charlie and I started thinking about insurance. When you use insurance. And we thought our podium this week will be the podium of quote-unquote undercover operations. An operation that you would get that you might try to hide.
You
might not tell people about. Something like that. So undercover operations is our podium. And Charlie, I'll let you take it away. Go first.
I'm gonna go. Not quite. I don't know. Not like a huge operation, but it's still a procedure. Lip injections.
Oh, I had that one too. Lip pump.
Lip injections.
Lip pump. You gotta pump them up, or you can just suck on a vacuum for a while and get all the blood in there.
I was trying to look for the medical term for it. So I googled lip injections. So I really hope I don't get some nice ads.
Oh, I bet you will.
Targeting some lip injections.
You're gonna get like the Kendall. You're gonna get a bunch of like Kylie Jenner lip plump ads. Can't wait.
I did find there's a place right down the road for me. So if I get lost.
Good luck. The first one I thought of was colonoscopy. It's not like it's a bad thing.
I think that falls in the category of you just want to tell people.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like a bad thing. It's just kind of like funny. It's like, bummer, dude, that you got to get a colonoscopy. I mean, it comes up like your friends might know you're going to get a colonoscopy, but it's not one of those things like, yo, dude, how's your colonoscopy last week? Oh, it was great.
Displaying the fact that I'm having a colonoscopy scheduled for tomorrow.
Right.
No, I'm just having a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Leave it at that.
Well, the thing is, you also have to drink like so many liquids in the hours leading up to it. Yeah, you have like, to like pump your system out. Oh, imagine the burger you eat after that one. Hey, I'm halfway there. 50 is when you gotta get one.
Yeah. You excited?
No.
My first, or second one, sorry. That was a good one. I didn't have that on my list. That's a really good one, though. Like, hair transplants or hair plugs.
Okay, that's a good one.
Like, hell, but, like, I wouldn't really probably go out of my way and, like, yo, check out my plugs.
Yeah, unless you're Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, I mean, that's different, yeah. So, Brian, if you're listening, looking good.
Looking sharp. I see your face all over 294. My second one, kind of along the line, I guess I got, you could say I have butt on the mind. Prostate exam. It's not like you go to your physical and then tell everyone afterwards, yeah, I had my prostate exam today. Looks good.
Sweet, man. Thanks for sharing.
Awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. These are all important things to do.
I mean, yours are important.
Yeah, mine are important. They're very important to do, but at the same time, you're just not going to tell anyone about it.
Yeah. Yeah, my last one, I'm debating two, so obviously one is going to be... Mine is just a very different take on this one. My last one was like LASIK surgery.
For your eyes?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like people would share that.
I feel like it would, like, you, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't talk, for me, I wouldn't talk about it too much because I know people would, like, oh, aren't you afraid of getting lasers in your eyes? And, like, I'm not until people start talking about it.
So you're not afraid of that lasers getting put in your eyes?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
But don't talk about it.
Okay. All right. I'll stop.
I don't know. So I don't know. It's just one of those gut reactions. Nothing like, you know.
All right.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah, not quite as different. I'm not sure I agree with that one. Not sure it's strength on the scale here.
We'll test the waters.
Yeah. I have one I just thought of, and I don't know whether I should think of it or not. All right, but I'm not gonna do that one. If you have, like, you know, some people have to have like bunion surgery because their toe gets so far protruded. I feel like that's just, at our age, I feel like that's just not something that you're going to want to ever talk about. You never...
Bunion I got.
Yeah. Yo, I had to have my bunions nailed or skimmed down because they were too big. It's like, eh, okay.
No joke, I did a little bit of research like 2 months ago trying to figure out what, my toes were really kicking in and there's an extra bump on it now, kind of. And so I was like, oh, man, I can't have bunions, man. So I was Googling to try to figure out if it was a bunion or not.
Yeah.
Very, very sure it's not a bunion.
And so, see, you never told me about that because you were like, exactly. Well, I don't want anyone to know that I got bunions. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, I got a funny question for you, too, after this, so remind me.
Knock, knock.
But, do you have any honorable mentions?
The other one I was saying was, like, when you have to get, like, your stool analyzed.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's like, just like, yeah, the whole process of just collecting your poo and then...
Yep. Oh, yeah. Nothing weirder than having to pick your poo up.
Putting it in the fridge until you actually go to the doctor. Then you just walk in with a brown bag of poo.
Straight up picking up your own poo. Isn't that weird? It's just such a weird idea.
Like, my body's getting rid of this. Why do you want to look at it?
What about, like, getting a mole removed in an undisclosed location?
I thought about that, too.
It's important. It's important. Don't get me wrong.
The category of, like, it's good because it's probably for safe, health reasons.
Definitely safe, but... Yeah, you gonna tell someone that you just had someone scrape off a mole that might be cancerous? I guess Kevin from The Office might, but I don't know if I will.
I just watched that episode, actually. Or a clip of it popped up.
I also had the classics, the boob job. You might not say you're gonna get that, but then everyone knows afterwards that you got it.
Yeah, hard to hide.
Yeah, or then a new butt.
I had the new implants. I had the new butt.
New butt. New butt, who dis?
beep.
And then the last honorable mention I had, you might have had it as well, is just like liposuction. Because you can do that kind of discreetly.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I didn't write it down and I was going to bring it up, but I can see the thoughts on that one.
And we want to be open and fair. These are all acceptable things to do. We're not you. You can do whatever you want. But just, you don't have to tell us. Like, we're just telling you. You don't have to tell
us. These are the ones, like, that if we were to get them, we wouldn't go to the office next day and be like, yo.
Yo. Exactly. That's all we were thinking of. So, totally up to you guys. You do what you want to your body, I guess.
Great. So when you get those hair transplants.
Well, let's jump in the interview here, and we'll have some fun. All right, now we welcome on two fun guests. They delayed us as long as possible. We thought they'd never call, but here they are again. We got Dylan and Austin, fresh off of New York Marathon finishes. Dylan and Austin, welcome on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Oh, anytime. It's our pleasure. So now we always ask the favorite, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? What's your favorite Austin and Dylan moment?
You asking us?
Yeah, no, I'm not asking myself.
I'll go first. This summer we took a trip together to Geneva, Switzerland, and Berlin. That's probably my favorite. There's a lot of different stories we could probably tell about that one, but
from my understanding, Dylan, I think Austin got lost when trying to catch a flight or something.
Oh yeah, that's a great story. I missed my flight in Paris, and Dylan's already in Geneva, and so I had to take a train and I lost battery in my phone, and so Dylan had no fucking clue where I was for about 8 hours, kind of just showed up, and then I went to dinner after that, and I've been up for 36 straight hours, and we're kind of, having a romantic candlelit dinner on the side of the road in Geneva, and I fell asleep sitting up at dinner with just Dylan.
The people probably thought it was really weird when Dylan was bringing you back to, your hotel room with him.
It was a real Weekend at Bernie situation going on.
Yeah, just like eyes half open, glazed over. It was really hard to stay awake. I really did, but it just was...
One time,
I reported that his phone died like halfway through, so he was like going blind. So he was trying to hope he was showing up in Geneva. Yeah.
Honestly, I would like just be lost. I'd be like, well, they'll find me when I'm in a box somewhere in someone's apartment.
Like, I'll just take the next flight back to America, please.
I'm probably dead now. So hats off to you, Austin. I would have been lost. I don't know how you did it.
Well, I had to borrow security guards, Google Maps at some point, to make sure I was in the right country.
That's funny. And Austin, what's your favorite Dylan and Austin moment?
The story about the sleeping was mine.
Oh, okay.
That's a good combo.
That's good. We'll let it go.
Yeah. I gotta see his family interactions though in Berlin, because we met his mom and dad and brother there, and just I loved how much they just rip on his dad. He's telling a story, and toss him in his mouth, like, walk away. Not necessarily listening to Richard's story.
So,
yeah, see, like, it's a trap.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to be nice, but I'm just like, yep, okay.
That's awesome. That's you know, you never imagine Austin as the bully, but here we are.
Yeah. 2019.
They have to team up against him. It's power and numbers. So they can take on Rich.
I can respect that.
So how sore are you guys right now?
Actually not too sore right now. The worst part was, so we're just like walking around New York on Monday. I think that was the worst part for me. We walked like 12 miles. Just like 15, yeah. Just like taking in the city, and the legs were pretty tired after that one.
What possessed you to want to walk? Why don't you like a Segway tour? I mean, why would you want to walk 12 miles after running 26.2 under 3 hours?
I got experience in New York on foot. I'm not trying to do a Segway tour in New York for the first time. I can handle the pain.
I would love to see Austin on a Segway.
Yeah, Austin, you would have been good on Segways.
I think I'd be dead, actually.
It would either be really graceful, like you're ice skating, or just worse than walking.
I think it's more towards the walking. I haven't tried it, but it could be my thing.
So before we get too far into the marathon, I have to ask, what was your favorite part of New York? Or favorite, I mean, I'm not saying like part exactly, but what stood out the most from being in New York?
I can go first. Besides like the marathon, I think that was all our highlights. We went to a play on Friday night called The Book of Mormon. Have you heard of that?
Oh yeah.
Super good.
You've been to it?
No, but I've heard amazing things from everyone.
So. Yeah. It was hilarious. It was a highlight. It was a constant, like, you never stop laughing, basically. It's pretty much mocking the Mormon religion.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, it's very very good to Mormons. That's good. That was the highlight. You could have watched that on TV.
Jesus. Being alive.
All right, I respect it.
You can't sing along at the TV.
Well, actually, she. I prefer to sing along with the TV, actually. that's cool, though. That's cool. What neighborhood did you guys stay in?
Upper West Side.
Oh, you guys are ritzy.
it wasn't too ritzy.
So,
it was a bare bones hotel.
Yeah?
The shower was angsty.
Okay.
If you're in a shower that turns hot and cold, but then it goes from like, so it'd be like medium heat on you, and then all of a sudden you're like, your shampoo on your head and your face in the water, and all of a sudden it's cold and hot and you're about to burn your face off. And 2 seconds later, it's freezing cold.
Great way to wake up in the morning.
It's like Russian roulette of showers. I love it.
Yeah. It was, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's better. My shower just literally drips on me, and it's like Chinese water torture every day. So, I mean,
it's hard to get clean, though, isn't it?
Well, it takes me a little longer than normal, but, you know, 5 minutes turned into 10, and now here we are. I'm clean.
Isn't that your new norm, though? I would call it longer than normal.
Yeah, I mean, I just re-signed my lease, so I guess I got to live with this for another year, at least.
Yes. Must not be that bad, then.
I'll let you be the judge. You come visit. You figure that one out on your own.
Sounds like you want to shower at Charlie's.
So you guys are welcome to stay at my place and shower.
Sure, yeah. Have fun with that. So
I think my favorite part of the one thing we didn't talk about, but so we went to this piano bar the night after the marathon, and Nick Jackson wooed the crowd with his rendition of Tiny Dancer. Yeah, Tiny Dancer, I believe. Like, everyone else who sang at the bar was, like, pretty great. It's like, they were incredible singers. And then Nick Jackson just sang.
Just telling you guys that went over well.
Chuck and Grant. You guys should probably watch it eventually. It's you know, it's good stuff.
He sang his heart out.
I bet he did.
I tried really hard.
I imagine Nick had a couple drinks. I imagine where this was going, and I can only imagine it was just karaoke for the ages, basically.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's awesome.
I could see Nick and Elton John kind of going on tour together and seeing where that went.
Nick's voice really compliments Elton's, yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more after Nick sang.
Yes, yes. So
it's almost the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's just like an even hum that comes together when they sing.
They don't have to worry about harmonizing because they can't do it.
Nope. What made New York the marathon that you guys were interested in? What? Why not Chicago?
I think it's just cool to see a different city that I've never been to before. Never been in New York before, so experiencing all five boroughs through 26 miles was quite a way to do it.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I was just giving a shit. I thought Chicago definitely, you know.
Chicago's on the bucket list of marathons, yeah.
So you have a bucket list.
Yeah, I'd say I want to do like Chicago. I've never done Twin Cities, so that'd be a fun one too. And then Boston, haven't done that one yet. Charlie's got that one under his belt.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah,
well, I sure do. Let me tell you, it was a great one.
He saw the whole course, as a golfer would say.
I started and I finished.
Took his time to enjoy the course.
I had to see all the sights.
What's the best sign you guys saw while running the marathon?
Ooh. There's a few good ones. There's a lot of the, I'm sure you've seen these before, Charlie, too, in your marathons, the mushroom boost signs. Like from
the power up ones.
Yeah, there's at least 8 of those. So I hit a couple of those. Tequila shots to get you through the last 8 miles. That was probably my favorite.
Tequila shots. Oh man.
Did anyone
take them?
Oh,
so you indulge?
You should have.
I know. You should have. It was all the cross round though. It was in a long run. We were about the extra steps at that point.
I can't blame you.
We'll see. Yeah, what point of the race, Austin, because this is like your first one, what point of the race did you, like, the doubt creep in, if at all?
Not until, like, 220, it was, like, really fun and, like, not that bad. And then about 22, I was, like, 22, 23, I was, like, my legs started to give out and I started to bonk or whatever. Probably like 23, 24 is like, wow, this is the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I remember just getting like the worst mood possible. I became like really pissy at everything. Like those really funny signs all of a sudden turn like, that's stupid.
Yeah. I hate everything.
Yeah, because you're just trying to be done.
So are there any marathons in your guys' Charlie and me's future?
Yeah, Grant.
Yeah, no, I haven't done a marathon yet. Just not sure if there's a good enough marathon for me to, you know, pick up. No, I was thinking about this recently, and it, you know, it sounds like a really good time. Everyone talks about, you know, how much they love it and how much fun they have hating things while doing it. So, yeah, I mean, if Charlie would quit playing with his microphone.
I'm really not touching my microphone.
I might consider it if he quit playing with his microphone. But thus far, I wouldn't see a marathon in my immediate future.
All right, I was hoping we could get like a big announcement there or something.
Chicago 2024.
It is funny because we always try to get other people to announce it, but
you guys could get like T-shirts that have the Charlie and Me podcast like web link and like.
We could just do a 5K and do that idea.
That sounds better with a 5K, Dylan.
You don't get the crowd view, though. You need the crowd view. Yeah, you'd have, like, the crowd numbers in New York. You're in Chicago, you get a couple million people, right? That's a lot of coverage. And you'd have, like, 2 to 3 hours of FaceTime. That's a lot of advertising time.
It's true, yeah. Especially if we just, like, ran in the front for the first, like, 5 miles. Just went out really fast. Actually, I don't think I can run that fast anymore.
You're saying you're going to run 440 for the first 5 miles?
Maybe just the first mile alone. I might be able to muster up half a mile and then hang on.
I have an idea. We'll just have to pay someone, like Dylan or Austin, when you guys do your next one, we'll provide your singlet for you.
There you go. I'd recommend giving that to Jake because he's way faster than us.
He was only like 3 minutes faster.
Yeah. 20. But his best time could have.
He was 20 minutes faster than you guys?
Well, it's like PR.
Oh. Well, that's not the same course. Doesn't count.
Yeah,
could you tell he was like holding back to run with you guys?
We were just kind of having fun with it. I don't know. He probably wasn't, like, holding back, but...
No one ever, really, like, was pressing her.
So. You guys did it really close back.
So, like, why did he beat you by two? Did he just JV kick it in, then?
Are you talking to me?
Well, didn't Jake beat you guys by, like, 2 minutes?
No, Jake and Dylan came in together. That was 2.5 minutes behind. I had to stop at 23. Or, yeah, pit stop. You know what I mean?
Hey, good job pooping, man.
Means a lot.
That's tough. All right. I thought that Jake finished ahead, and I was like, you just JV kicking everyone when you guys are having fun?
Jake and Dylan finished with their hands together.
Did you really?
Did you guys really?
We're pictured arm in arm. Not quite, but we were like right next to each other.
It'd be really cute if you guys were holding hands.
Yeah, next time maybe.
Yeah, maybe do it like Boston. Maybe Boston, you guys can do that.
You need a little more time to plan than the 3 hours before.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really discuss that the first 2 hours and 58 minutes, but that maybe should have been something we were planning for. I was just happy to be at the finish line at that point.
Yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any more questions about the marathon.
We'll go to the trivia portion.
Well,
tattoo question. Have you seen any cool tattoos at the marathon?
Oh, Jake's. Did you see Jake's?
All right. That's cool.
We had a good view of it because we were behind him a lot, too. I was particularly looking for tattoos during the marathon. I was looking more at signs.
Well, yeah, I'm
one dude in front of us, we had, like, his name on his... singlet, so everyone was like cheering for his name. We were with him for quite a while.
Oh. Yeah. What was his name?
Peter. It was, we find him and a dude in a crop top for about 10 miles.
Maybe you guys should get Peter tattooed on your like foot or something.
I don't think I'm going to do that one. Definitely could.
No, because then you'll never forget the New York Marathon and Peter that you ran behind for the longest time.
Yeah, I'd probably just get like NYC tattooed or something
though. Or no, even better, you get Peter and then on the crop top, and then you get a drawing of the guy in the crop top.
Yeah, that would be memorable.
That would be very confusing for many people.
Heck was good to tell too.
Yeah, well, I got somebody's name.
Charlie, right? They just be like, oh.
Yep, pretty much.
Do you like bring that up a lot at the bars? Like, yeah, I got one of my best friend's names tattooed on me.
Not often.
is that an icebreaker?
Yeah. Oh, you want to see my ass? Like, yeah. What? Oh, yeah, it's a tattoo. Don't worry. Okay, goes over well at sleepovers.
Delayed.
Yeah, honestly, my jokes haven't been hitting today. I'm not feeling all there. So, let's jump in this trivia, huh, Charlie?
Yeah, let's do trivia.
So, we have it set up at this point. I don't know how we have it set up.
Neither do I. We'll do you two versus each other.
So, you two are playing each other. Are you guys ready?
We are. I don't like my chances.
Okay. Dylan, you're first.
Okay, Dylan's first. By what name was William F. Cody better known?
I don't get, like, options here.
Nope.
William F. Cody, I'm going to guess he went by Bill.
That's correct. It's Buffalo Bill.
Hey, he was right. Yeah. Buffalo Bill, we're going to give him that one.
Way to go.
Who's the person?
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill, okay.
He had it spot on.
That's unbelievable.
Austin, what do you got?
Austin, who was the first baseball player to have his number retired?
This is a repeat.
We're gonna test the boss next to us now. I feel like it's Honus Wagner.
Nope.
Ooh, no. First baseball card. Lou Gehrig was the correct answer.
Lou Gehrig, wow.
Number Trey on the New York Yankees, right?
Yeah. Probably got retired before he died and he had ALS, right?
I think he got retired, like, shortly after he retired.
Which is dying.
He didn't die right after he retired.
He died, like, within a year after he retired.
But he gave a whole speech and everything the day I don't remember.
Today I'm the luckiest man
in the world. Today I'm the luckiest man in the world. Yeah. God, best speech ever. Best speech. All right, Dylan, this one will win it if you get it right.
All right.
How many track events are there in the decathlon?
Oh, track events. Are we specifying track?
We're specifying track.
Okay. I'm gonna say 4.
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that one either.
Austin, Kicks and Giggles. Who wrote Das Kapital?
That.
It's German, in case you want a little help.
It's not Marx, is it?
It is Karl Marx. Nice guess.
Mr. Karl Marx.
So, Dylan, the 2-1.
Dylan.
Completely welcome to draw. Those were the only two I could have gotten right.
Way to pick Bill out of that.
Yeah, Bill, what a pick. We like it. We love it. Congrats on a great New York Marathon, boys. And,
thank you very much.
Do you guys have any questions for us before we let you go?
You guys ready for the Hawks Gopher game?
Yeah, and Iowa, Wisconsin this next weekend too.
Oh, is that one home for the Hawks too, or are they in Wisconsin?
It's at Madison, but we'll be there.
Are you going?
We'll be there.
Dang, that's good.
Loud and proud.
Loud and proud with our boy Doug Miller. Check it out next show.
Is he? He's pro Badgers, right?
Oh, he's a huge Badger.
He's very pro Badger. Yeah.
I heard Wisconsin fans are like some of the toughest ones in like the Big Ten.
Toughest, like they want to fight.
So it's like opposing fans. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. We're cool with that.
It's gonna be really cool. I'll have to wear a coat. It's fine.
Yeah, we wear an outdoor coat. It's gonna be black. I'll just have a hat on. Crush some bush lights. Next thing you know, it's all the same to me. It's all red. It's all red and yellow. I can't really tell the difference anymore.
So you guys are just going out there for the weekend then to watch the game?
That's it.
And then you're both going to Kinnick too for the Gophers game?
Nah, just me.
Just you? Do you have like friends that you're meeting out there?
Yeah. Should be a blast. We'll meet them up and that one will be just as hectic. Maybe a little more because it's like six dudes in one apartment. And I'm the smallest one.
So you just have to try and keep up with them the entire time.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll figure out how that one goes.
That's Grant's first marathon right there.
Yeah,
for the next marathon.
You guys wonder why marathon training is going so poorly.
I think it takes 26 miles over that one.
Yeah, no.
26 miles or 26 beers, whatever comes first.
It would take me a long time to do 26 miles, but it might take me just as long to do 26 beers. So either way.
In that group, I think the goal is 26 beers. All of them.
Could be achieved. I'll keep a tally on my wrist and let you guys know.
Just bring the Sharpie.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, that was a fun interview with Austin and Dylan. A little bit of a drier interview, but it was a lot of fun. Always fun to have those guys on and catch up.
I had not heard the story of Austin falling asleep before, so that was hilarious.
Nope, that was great. I think after being up for 36 hours, I would probably fall asleep too, though, so I can't really...
I would never have made it there. Legit.
I have more faith in you than I think it'd be easier than you'd think. I mean, I don't think it'd be easy, but
I would totally just have to go up to strangers and be like, I'm lost.
Yep, straight up.
But yeah, It would be interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting. But let's wrap it up here. Charlie, what's your quote?
St. Jerome said, good, better, best. Never let it rest. To your good is better and your better is best.
Boom. Winnie the Pooh said, a hug is always the right size.
Oh, man. Deuces.